Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to EIX at Right 50. We've got a very packed schedule this meeting because we've only got one slot, and we've got 13 or 14 IXP presentations plus a reasonable length paper from Bill. So it's quite likely if we're not brief with presentations, we might run 10 minutes into lunch. We'll try and avoid doing that, but just a heads up now. We've got Vesna from the NCC scribing, and that we should have a Jabba scribe, I believe. Brilliant. Anything else that people would like to add onto the agenda? Nope. I circulated the right 49 minutes yesterday. If anybody's got any comments on them, do we want to accept them as they stand? Super. Right. We have a small list, as you can see, of presentations. We're going to work off just the one laptop and load the presentations from here. And if you can kind of keep an eye on where you are alphabetically and be ready to come up when the previous speaker finishes. Okay. First up, Cara. And then it'll be Bernard. And then Jay. Oh, and white blue sheet, if you could sign that to pass it off.
Okay. Hello, everybody. My name is Cara Mancini of M6. Most of you probably know me by now. I do the bad stuff at M6. It's a party organization and stuff like that. I'll give a quick update of what we have done since the last RIPE. So last RIPE, Stephen Bucker, one of my colleagues, gave a presentation, and we left sort of off on the August 2004 statistics. We had, the regular growth, basically, with quite a number of members and ports that were added. We have, you'll see in the developments, launched a new product, 10 gigs, and we have by now 13 operational, and a couple of them still waiting. The gigabit Ethernet growth is a little bit more than regular, and the smaller ports, like the fast Ethernet and the Ethernet ports, are like almost sort of static. Where are we in statistics? The traffic. We're going for the 70 gigs for, at the moment. It's been growing very fast, especially since we launched the 10 gigabit ports. Traffic growth has been very high. And especially also what we've seen in the last year is that the nightly traffic has grown a lot. That tripled, whereas the daytime or the regular peak is more is doubling. So topology-wise, we are now we have quite a number of switches. That we also put a photonic switch at the science, the Sarah site on Science Park, as you can see. The last one was probably only two photonic switches and some of the edge switches missing here. So this is where we are now. If you have any questions on topology, we have three engineers here available. Arjen and sorry, where's Geert? There, here. And Niels. Yeah. Okay. So development-wise, as I said, we'd launched the 10 gig product, and the uptake was very high, which, well, is good, of course. We also, and that's something that Geert especially is our specialist in, we launched, based on the TTM project of RIPE, just a sort of quality statement. And Niels's special is the red server, and he's going to launch that imminently. Any questions? Nope.
Thank you, Carl. We're not really doing fiddling. What have we got on here?
It should be on. It's just security that if you don't find it, all that time.
Where is it? Case. No.
Fine.
Middle.
Fine.
Ah, okay.
Does it work now? Okay. So, hello. My name is Bernhard Krönl. I'm a member of the Board of Trustees at the D6. Just small information about recent developments, our last technical meeting, and usually the statistics. D6 launched a partner program, so we had some plans in the future to launch that, so we're starting it now in the second quarter of 2005. It's an offering for partners in the ISP communities like backbone providers, carriers, housing facilities, etc. We don't have different kind of memberships, so if a member wants to connect to a partner, it's just the same procedure. The only thing the partner does is help to implement the link and make it much more easy for a prospect to connect to the D6. We have the same rules, the same prices, etc. So it's just a way of dealing with connection very easily. First partners starting beginning of this month is Fibernet. They offered some kind of special offer for dark fibers to the D6. And the international partner being first is Data Center Luxembourg. So if you want to connect to the D6, you can also go to Luxembourg. On April 15th, we had our second technical meeting. Topics were fingerprint sharing. If you know the software of Arbor Networks, it helps to cooperate to track down some traffic anomalies like DOS attacks, etc. We had some presentation about community-based projects like OpenBGPD, which the guys had a presentation on Tuesday. Wireless security framework. We had a presentation by Cisco about BGP, IGP fast convergence. We had an ISP presenting how they do voice of IP implementation in their network, what difficulties they had, and some things which are a little bit special about Germany. We have a regulation authority thinking about putting an eye on voice of IP. So it was a quite interesting discussion about this. And we had a new company doing a proposal about email policy exchange, so to track down spammers and not only preventing people to receive spam, but also preventing people to send spam. About 70 people attended, about 30 connected ISPs plus partners, and the usual BN Bratwurst. Yeah, statistics, members still growing. We have about 10 more than the last RIPE meeting.
We had the first 10 gigabit customers in February of this year, and a lot of members don't move to 10 gigabits. They choose gigabit ether channel technology. Traffic is also growing. We are at the moment at 32 gigabits. A lot of ISPs, they got to private interconnection, which is not included in the statistics. So the statistics is only about public peering. And yeah, it's a kind of different policy that the members using going above 1 gigabit. So it's kind of interesting what each member chooses to grow. Yeah, and the usual statistic, graphics, whatever. Some questions? Oh, okay. Then thanks.
Thanks, Matt.
Hello, I'm Jay Adelson. I'm the founder and pretend to be the chief technology officer of Equinix. Just curious, how many of you are familiar with Equinix, real quick? Okay, so I'll make this as brief as I can. For those of you who don't know us, we are an internet exchange in the United States. We've been around since 1998. Contrary to some rumor, we are not a hosting company. We do build co-location centers to support our exchange points, and that's been our model from the very beginning there. We have about 1,000 or so participants who use our facilities, but it's a slightly different model. Back when we were starting our exchange point in 1998, we were coming off of some difficulties with MAC layer fabrics with the maze, and the network service providers in the United States were somewhat uncomfortable with switches. So we started with a private fiber mesh premise and later evolved to newer switching fabrics. We have 11 key markets, about 18 locations around the world, about 1.5 million square feet, which makes us the largest neutral provider of colocation in the world as well. However, again, most people use our colocation in order to exchange traffic. So in terms of our switch fabrics, if you took all of our fabrics and aggregated them together, we might look a little bit more like you guys. Essentially, we have about 45 gigs or so of aggregate.